I want to talk about the purpose of Christmas. Christ is Savior of the world. Somebody say, Christ is Savior of the world. Now, why do we celebrate Christmas? You know, for most of the time, people think that Christmas time is to wear some new clothings and eat chicken. When we were young, we used to have what we call bro nyadai. We have palm fronds, and then we do our own house, and then we go into it, and then when we get our Piccadilly biscuits, and then we hang it on our... Christmas time was very special for us because that's the time we get biscuits to chew.
Amen.
And the biscuits, we do it like a bead form. And then we hang it on our necks, around our necks. And then Christmas time is a time we get chicken to chew. And the chicken, when we offer to, kill it, the chicken, then we get a neck. So, the neck and the head. Yeah. Yeah. We cut the beak off and then split the head into two and then do our own pepper and things and put it there. So it made Christmas very, very special for us.
Amen.
And then on a good day, somebody will buy you something new. And so Christmas was... Many people see Christmas as a time of just getting things and giving out things. But the giving is important because God, the Bible says in John 3:16, so loved the world that he gave. God showed us. So all the giving that we're trying to do during Christmas, the giving and the receiving, is because during Christmas there's giving and what? Receiving. Someone say giving and receiving.
Giving and receiving.
It's giving and receiving because God decided to give his son unto us and we received him. Why did God have to give his son? He gave his son for the salvation of humanity.
Amen. Yankopon ed in the ba ya if yes Christo Emma sin a bit me aji we are see if he bonimo. Amen.
Now God looked down from heaven. See, God created Adam and put them in a nice garden, and then after some time man started sinning.
Sin ya me bo Adam ni Eve Adam ni Eve no. Or do almost share true muhon mona and I'm se bonne eba true muhontino.
And the wickedness on the earth had become so bad that when God looked down from heaven, he didn't like what he was seeing.
He
found out that the reason why he created man, that was not what man was doing. So in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 9, we found out that God regretted, God, Bible says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And let's read the verse 6 together. It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Amen. Sometimes some parents say, I regret that I gave birth to you. Your mother should never say that. Your father should never say that. I regret for having helped you. I regret for having. Nobody should regret for having you around. Amen.
Amen.
But God regretted. So in the verse 7 and 8, Bible said, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. You see, when you regret about something, you don't want it again.
So no
Amen. God said, I'm going to create everything, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Hey. This morning, as we muse about Christmas, has God regretted letting you be alive?
Ena ye di Yesu afufi de Yakopon mu no dwendwe ho se Yakopon era ho se obo wa na.
Is God happy with you?
Na me ni ji ni ma o ye wo wiase
ho. Are you living to please him?
O wo ti wiase e de akuntu nyame ana.
God regretted having created man, and the people at that time said, I will destroy them.
Verse 8.
But the Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So when God regrets about others, as for you, may you find grace.
Amen.
When God is angry about your family, may you find grace so that because of you, may your family be spared.
Amen. Say being a me and no sell bow busian and was soon yamadum embrace busian.
And because Noah found grace in the sight of God because he had lived righteously.
And I'm saying Noah etna etni ne kwa suntino on yang me animo adum.
God initiated a salvation plan for man.
Yanko ponfa Noah so sell beji we are
saying. You see, when you create something, it's not easy to destroy it.
So
when you have children, no matter how bad they are, you didn't feel like casting them away.
You
want to do everything to help the child. So God decided to help man. But you see, for man to be saved, man must save man. But the man that must save man must not be under the devil.
Remember that
when God created man, the Bible says he told him, be fruitful and multiply. So if man has sinned, it means that he was going to be multiplying his sin nature.
And I'm saying, as man, make us say, you plan your prom, no, on serious as I see someone. And I'm saying, Bonia Bentino, but no, ever say as I say someone.
According to Mendel's law of hereditary, he says that genes are transferred from one generation to another without any alteration unless there's a mutation. And so it means that where there is a gene, that gene is going to go on to pass on to generations through the seed. Unless there is a mutation, unless there is an interruption and an intervention. Amen. Is that right? So if man has sinned, then it means that through the seed of Adam that were given birth, then man, the sin was being perpetuated. The sin nature was going on and on and on and on and on. Is that right? That is why when you give birth to a child, little as the child may be, the child can get angry.
Amen.
And the child can slap. Sometimes even mommy is not ready with the breast milk. As the baby release the breast milk, the baby slaps mommy. When the baby slap you, slap him some.
Amen.
So in Romans 3:23, Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in verse 20, he says that even our good works, the good works that we do, are not recognized by God. They are like filthy
rags.
Yeah, in Isaiah 64, verse 6, it says that our good works are like filthy rags before the Lord. And in Romans 3:20, it says that by the works of the flesh, no man shall be justified.
You
see, I'm trying to let us understand the reason for Christmas.
Amen.
Amen. It's because man messed up. The first man messed up.
And
we're condemned to death. Because yes, the Bible says in Romans 6:23, the wages of the sin that we have committed is death. That means to be disconnected from the life of God.
So
God decided to initiate a salvation plan through a family. Will you allow God to use you and your family to bring a salvation to your world? So we're going to look at a family in Luke chapter 1 verse
5
to
7.
And that is about a family called Zechariah, who was a priest. So the Bible says, in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abia and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. So this couple, God used a couple. May God use you.
Amen. And the
Bible says, watch it. They were both righteous before God. Number two, walking in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. So these guys came from a priesthood family. Serving God. The Bible said they were righteous. And regarding the commandments of God, they were blameless. That means that they fulfilled everything. They paid their tithes. They gave offerings. They were serving graciously. But look at the response. But they had no child.
It's not Omuniba.
Because that Elizabeth was barren,
and I'm saying not Elizabeth, you're born in,
and both of them were well stricken in years. I'm sure at this time, I mean, everybody wants a child, usually, I mean, in the early years of your life. But these ones were old, and you see, sometimes when you are expecting some good things from a person or even by yourself, and you are not getting, you are beginning to wonder, people begin to wonder, have you sinned? Is it because you are a bad person? You are not getting, you see, when you are not getting some good things, it's not because you are a bad person. It's not because you have sinned. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yeah, maybe sometimes we can make some mistakes, but oftentimes there is a purpose of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God may delay something, but delay is not denial. The Bible says, in God's own time, He makes all things beautiful. So there are times that you see that it looks like your classmates have gone ahead of you. Some have built houses. They've got children. They're traveling up and down. And you are wondering, Lord, what is happening to me? The Bible says that she was barren. But to God, she was not barren. She was a glorious mother in waiting. Today, as you're walking around, you may be walking like a Benzi. But I tell you, you are an owner of a fleet of vehicles. You go and see people off at the airport, Terminal 3. And it looks like that has become your job. But very soon now, people are also going to see you off at the airport. Going for business meetings and holidays. Amen.
Amen.
So the question is, why is it that the Bible, you know, Elizabeth was old and didn't have children? It's because God had a greater picture for the salvation of humanity. And he had purpose that the Messiah was supposed to come at a certain time T. And in the infinite wisdom of God, he had also predetermined that Elizabeth was supposed to be the mother of the forerunner of the Messiah.
Elizabeth,
which meant that she had to give birth close to the time when the Messiah was to be born. Her giving birth must be in tandem with the birth of the Messiah.
So let's
say if the Messiah was to be born in the year 2000, it means that the forerunner who is supposed to come and talk about him around the same, that must be born around the same time. It means that he had to be born around maybe 1999 or 1998. Am I correct? Yeah? 1999, 1998, or probably the early months of the year 2000. Maybe Jesus was supposed to be born in December. He was supposed to be born in July.
Amen. So, since I say, you bet Dean, yes, who can Adam say, not here, won't know if you have a swim, you know, and I'm your son, say, I woke, yes, Christo.
So sometimes there are some things that look like a delay, but it's because God wants you to become somebody very special.
If you want more, debut or bravo, moka saying, I'm coupon, I told our bravo, I'm coupon, but say, yeah, I just strong con or bravo.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
He doesn't want you to just give birth as just a normal woman or to just be a normal engineer, normal something. So it may look like there's a delay, but that delay is not a denial. You are within the bigger frame and the bigger picture of God.
Amen. If you are saying, Shiran, I'll show you the money. Now, I didn't say a woman, I said, I was saying, on first, I yet said, Senior Ubibia, and your saying, Shiran, I'm so strong. Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And the Bible says concerning, you see, when they are not having children, the verse 8 shows that they didn't relent in their service of God. For some of us, it's like, I've been to church for some time. I've not yet seen my breakthrough. I look at a church and I can't see any guy who is a prospective partner. My type is not here. And then you look around and say, God, what's going on in my life?
So I
see people getting breakthrough and giving their testimonies. When is my time coming? But I came to tell somebody that God says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans of good and not of evil. To give unto you a future and a hope. And to bring you to an expected end. You are in the mind of God.
I said,
you are in the mind of God. You are in the plan of God. And so God is fixing things up. And his own time, he will make all things beautiful. So, whilst Zechariah was executing his priestly work, the Bible says an angel of the Lord appeared, verse number 9. His lot was to burn incense in the temple. Maybe your lot is to be cleaning the house. Keep cleaning. Your lot is to sing in the choir. Keep singing. Whatever your lot is in the house of God, don't stop doing it. And in the verse number 10, the Bible says that whilst he was doing it, and the multitude were praying outside, the verse 11, an angel of the Lord got in there and stood at his right hand on the altar of incense. And he said unto him, if I went Zechariah, so he was troubled. And the angel said, fear not, Zechariah. Your prayer is heard. And your wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, you shall call his name John. Somebody, God is sending an angel into your life. I said, God is sending an angel into your life. He said to him, Your prayer, he said, means that the time you pray for a child, Charlie, that thing was me. It was heard. It's me. Your prayer has been heard a long time ago. But you see, the reason why you have not yet had a child is because you are going to bear a son. And you shall call his name John. Oftentimes, people won't give people give. It's not God who gives them names. You decide to give your child a name. But this one was a special child. So he was given a name from heaven. May your business receive a name from heaven. May family receive accolades from heaven. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yes. And verse 14. He says that you shall have joy and gladness. And many shall rejoice at his birth. You are going to start a business, you have joy and gladness. And many are going to rejoice at the birth of that business, at the birth of that good thing that is coming to you.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. How many children are born and they are filled with the Holy Ghost from their mother's womb?
All children,
when they are born, they are already insulting. But this one was different. So it means that God is going to give you something very anointed. You didn't hear me. I don't know whether you are in the church. I'm speaking as a prophet this morning. I said God is going to give you something very special. Something very amazing. And many of the children of Israel, he shall turn to the Lord their God. May your life turn many to God. May your children turn many to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes, dear.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Continue for me. And he shall go before him in the spirit of and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
Amen. Elijah, 18.
Okay. And Zechariah said, how is this thing going to happen? I'm old and well stricken. Whenever God speaks, it means it's already done. You didn't hear me. I said, whenever God speaks, if only God spoke, then he has done it. You see, some of us, we just run our mouths. But we don't do anything about it. But as for God, when he speaks, it means it is done. For the Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled.
The Bible can say,
and because God wanted it to happen, verse 19, the angel said, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God.
Verse 19,
and I have been sent unto you to show you these glad tidings.
20,
but the Bible says that you shall be dumb and not be able to speak until the day that these things be performed, because you believe not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. You see,
amen.
Now hold on. You see, God, after John the Baptist, this shows that God really wanted John the Baptist to be born. So he didn't want anybody to be a disruption in it. And that he will mute the mouth of anybody who tries to stop him. So even when the father was supposed to be used, was not believing God, God decided that he was going to shut his mouth, because if he kept saying the negative thing, it was going to nullify it.
Amen. And I'm saying, Zachariah,
and he was mute until it was fulfilled. May the mouth of anybody who is going to stop your prophecy be muted.
Amen.
Amen. May anything that is going to stop your blessing, may the Lord stop the stopper.
Amen.
May the Lord oppose the opposer. May the Lord fight anybody who is a resistor to your progress. When you write application anywhere, anybody who is supposed to, you know, throw it away. May the Lord throw the person away so Amen. That the right person will be there to sign for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So when you read further, you later find out that Elizabeth, in from the verse 26,
if you don't see, I don't know.
When they spoke this prophecy to her, in the sixth month, the same angel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
Continue
for me, read. And to a virgin who had been espoused or supposed to be getting married to Joseph.
Joseph.
And her name was Mary.
Mary.
And the angel said, Mary, you are highly favored.
Mary,
you are blessed among women. May you be highly favored. Among men and women, may you be very blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed means empowered to prosper. Among your classmates, may you be highly favored. From today, may you never see a mate or a colleague and your head is bowed down because God is a lifter up of your head. May God lift up your head in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you never see anybody and you are dodging because they have something that you don't have. May the Lord who blesses, may He bless you beyond your imagination. May He give you more than you can carry. In the 29, the Bible says that when she saw him, she was troubled at heart. And she was wondering, what kind of greeting is this? And
the
Bible says she was a teenager. I don't know who is a teenager. Is there any teenage girl here? Any teenager? Yes. Okay. Yes. So Dorcas. And so let's say Dorcas comes. And then Dorcas come. And then an angel come and say, you are going to be the mother of the Messiah.
Say
you are highly favored.
Verse 30,
please. You know, fear not, for you have found favor with God. Verse 31, Bible says that you shall conceive in your womb. And you bring forth a son and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the son of the highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob. And you are just wondering.
There's no drinking.
In fact, the same scripture, you can find that, you know, that in Matthew 1:21. I just want to show you something, then we'll get back to it.
Matthew 1:21.
He shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, assuming, come, my dear, you have been betrothed to this nice man. You are going to marry.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so this is Joseph and this is Mary.
So you find yourself, Mary and Joseph, no
Mary. Right? And then Mary was a virgin and she was a teenager. No experience about anything. So you are going to be the mother of the Messiah. Say, how?
Hey.
Now, can you imagine the risk of being found to be pregnant? You find yourself pregnant. What are you going to tell your father? Your father comes and says, Dorcas!
So about Dorcas.
Konyake.
See, I want to say.
Dorcas, konyake! Say, Chabi, impope. He said, Impo, what? Pacho. Look at Dorcas. I can see something, Minister.
Hey, Dorcas,
what What is going on?
Then e ko so arabo mo.
And then you go and tell your beloved that, beloved, I am prayer.
You say what?
No, no, I just want us to have it there. I am pregnant.
Yes. And
I'm pregnant. Then you say, Charlie, the church, eh? Make sure that no pastor hears it. Daddy, should you know? You don't worry. If you get pregnant, you come.
I'm not
give you a license to go and be becoming pregnant outside marriage or be impregnating. But don't run away. This is your house. This is your church. This is your father. Oh, yeah. We can make mistakes.
Sorry.
Amen. You see, Mary had to take a decision. When the angel said, you are going to be the mother of the Messiah, the risk of being rejected by society, her family, and now her beloved, how many of us would have accepted this? Everybody would have accepted it.
Say,
I'm an angel of the Lord, I have come. Say, angel, who are you? You want to come and spoil? I've got a nice man like that. I'm going to marry and all those things. You want to come and disgrace me and stop? I bind you.
Amen. But you didn't do that.
But you didn't do that.
So Mary, yes, sir.
When you read further, you ask, how shall these things be? See, I know not a man.
No, before so saying,
and he said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing shall be. That shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And then when she heard that, she then said, be it unto me according to thy word. God, if it's only from you, and I know my life comes from you, then I'm ready to do the ridiculous in order to get the miraculous. Unless you are ready to do the ridiculous, you can't get the miraculous.
I
hear with me.
Amen.
I'm ready. If Joseph wants to go away, he should go. If God, if it's you.
So Joseph, when Venus
so you could see that Mary was a very humble lady.
Who's Mary? They'll be a brand once.
And she thought about God.
No, Jin,
may you think about God. May you be a godly person. And may you put the purpose of God first. Mary could have given birth just like a normal woman. And her baby would have been ordinary. Unknown in biblical life and unknown in history. But God wanted her to make history. That she was going to give birth to the Messiah.
So, but what I can
she give birth to the Savior.
But will be
a Savior who will break the chains and the shackles of darkness. Deliver us from satanic hold. And get us connected to the life of God. Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says that.
The Bible says.
She said, be it unto me according to your
word.
Don't go. I haven't finished you. The moment Joseph come and stand. Yeah. The moment that this was, the moment she said, listen to me. The moment you believe in the word of God, that's the beginning of your pregnancy.
Amen. I said,
because the moment you believe, the word is a seed. The moment a woman takes a seed or receives a seed from a man, she becomes pregnant. So So the moment that you receive the seed of the word of God, your poverty goes away. Your shame goes away. Your sickness is healed. You may not see a visible manifestation of that thing immediately, but just like a baby keeps growing and forming, eventually it is born. So the moment you say it, the moment you say it and believe it, it is done.
Amen. I said, "Mra oji tu mu na." And I'm saying, "Eduabani tinsa." And she said, "Yamia shama ono ebe mu abra bomu."
How do I know that?
Where then I'm Musadi?
When Mary visited Elizabeth.
Mra Mary kosra Elizabeth.
And Bible says that the moment Mary greeted Elizabeth, the baby in Elizabeth's womb started leaping for joy, and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost came upon her and said, "How come that the mother of the Messiah has come to me?" Meanwhile, Amen. They had not had any discussion. Amen. It's like you visit the house and you greet. Mary comes and greets. Is that right?
Amen.
And greets Elizabeth, who is an elderly. Bible says she was well stricken in years. It means that she probably must be in the 50s or probably even 60s. Hey, are you getting me? Yeah, and she greets, and then she begins to prophesy and say, "How come that the mother of the Messiah has come to greet?" And the baby in her, in Elizabeth's womb, leapt for joy. The mother of the Messiah, it means that the moment she said, "Be it unto me according to thy word," she had become pregnant.
Amen.
She was carrying Mary.
Amen. I say, "I'm not Mary. Did two move you? Obo for no say. Maninya wasenye nyamia samakano." Ose okosra ni nua e fane Elizabeth e hoana Elizabeth enso na monkom sha yaka afa ne ho no ne ba ne wo niem no so e keka ne ho e ma ne nije e ba ne ho e yesa no Elizabeth ka se eh e ba ne sen na agenkwa ne mame aba e besra me.
So when you get hold of the word of God, Bible says you are the head and not the tail. That you be a joyful mother of children.
And
Bible says the seed of the upright shall be mighty. Wealth and riches shall be in their house. So you decree and declare, "My seed shall be mighty. Wealth and riches shall be in their house." The psalmist says, "I've been young and I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg for bread." You begin to say, "I shall not be forsaken. My seed will not beg for bread. I am going to flourish. Whatever I touch is blessed. When I touch sand, it's blessed. When I touch oil, it's blessed. When I touch sand, it turns into gold dust. When I take hold of salt, it becomes diamond crystal." And as you keep saying that, you will see that it will change from the realm of the spiritual into the realm of the natural. And you will see a performance taking place. Because in Luke 1:45, it says, "Blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performer." Put it there. Blessed is she that believeth. Blessed are you 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 that believeth. For there shall be a
performance. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. When you are stepping as if, "Lord, I thank you that from today my steps are ordered
Amen.
By you." And when they are ordered, it means that they are ordered into good things.
Amen.
They are ordered into glorious things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Bible says your spouse shall be a fruitful vine by the side of your house, and your children shall be like olive plants round about your table. So you decree and declare, "My husband, you are a fruitful vine.
Amen.
My wife, you are a fruitful vine
Amen.
By the side of my house. And my children are like olive plants round about their table."
Amen.
They are the head and not the tail,
Amen.
Above and not beneath,
Amen.
The first and not the last.
Amen.
They may not be first in school,
Amen.
But they'll be first in life.
Amen.
You will see that God will pick them from the back seat to the front seat,
Amen.
From the bottom
Amen.
To the top.
Amen.
Oh, you will be the chosen ones
Amen.
Because of the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Once you have believed, there shall be
a performance. Amen.
It shall be a performance. Keep speaking the word. Keep believing the word. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. I am the head and not the tail. I am blessed. Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So I am going to find a good wife. I'm going to get a good wife. If a woman says, "I shall be found," I shall be found. I shall be chosen. I shall be chosen. With long life, with the Lord, satisfy me. Bible says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. It means that you are going to have children's children.
Amen.
Blessed is he that believeth. Amen. You finish the school. Amen.
Amen.
And you get a good class.
Class
and Papa. A nice baby is coming to marry you.
Amen.
Oh, topo ho kata ya baba. You have a beautiful wedding. And God is going to give you a much better home than you have ever seen. In the name of Jesus. Begin to speak it out. Begin to declare it. 2024, it's my year of the goodness of God. Of the year of uncommon provision and protection. The glory of God is my portion. We say, arise and shine. For my light has come, and the glory of the Lord
is risen upon me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is someone here with me? Yes. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. The word of God is able to do the impossible. The Holy Ghost overshadowed her. When she got pregnant, the Bible says that Joseph got to know of it. But now, question comes. How
are
you going to treat your beloved? But the Bible says that Joseph had a good heart. She decided to put her away privily. Not to bring disgrace unto her. What is the lesson here? The lesson is that when somebody sins around us or does something bad, the Bible says we must consider ourselves that we are human. Anybody can make mistakes.
And
so instead of disgracing the person, shield the person and put the person away quietly instead of beating a gong and say, look at what she has done. The only thing we beat Gongo about it is say, see what the Lord has done for me. Is that not that song?
Yes.
Eh? He has taken. Oh, Corey says.
It shall be permanent.
No. See what the Lord has done.
He has taken away my sorrows and now I'm free.
Hey.
Adam Debra Yeburu Yeburu. Because of Jesus, every day na shakara they do. Double, every blessings na him they receive. Ah, yeah. God, the goodness and mercy is always to fall on me.
Eh,
ah, yeah.
God has given me victory.
Aye,
Almighty God has given me victory.
Aye,
He has given me victory. Hallelujah. I see God give you the victory.
Amen.
That's a prophetic song that God put in my spirit, man.
Amen.
That you are receiving victory.
Amen.
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 So you see that Joseph didn't put her away.
We say Joseph one.
But even rather listen to the prophet, the word of the Lord, and took Jesus away. To go and hide Jesus. It means that it was not everything that you also overcome by prayer alone. But you must use wisdom. And follow principles. Because God could have just said, okay, I'm lifting Mary and the baby to Egypt. But he had to go through a natural process.
So
your Joseph has to be responsible. And they went over there. But prior to the birth of Jesus, thank you, please. The Bible says that they went to count, you know, in Luke chapter 2, in the days of Caesar Augustus, he asked that everybody is going to be taxed, and so they went and they had to go and do some counting, some census, actually. And in the process, Mary had to deliver. She went to an inn, but the innkeeper didn't allow her. Many times the Lord wants to come to your house, come to your abode, and come and stay there and use you to bring about a special blessing, but you say there's no room for the Lord.
Do
you know why they said there's no
room?
Because, you see, it was a hotel and they didn't want any disturbance. Hey, you drive away my customers. A woman will be crying. Because Mary gave birth naturally.
Amen.
And you see, many of us, we don't want an inconvenience. And because we don't want an inconvenience, we also don't entertain the miraculous.
Amen.
You must allow, God must inconvenience you.
Amen.
Inconvenience your pocket.
Amen.
Inconvenience your time.
Amen.
Inconvenience your talent.
Amen.
And when you are able to give your time, your talent, and your treasure to God, God says, I'm also about to visit your life.
Amen.
When you are married, you must be ready to be inconvenienced. Your husband will inconvenience you. Your wife will inconvenience you. Your children will inconvenience you. In every relationship, you'll be inconvenienced. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And so she became pregnant. And they gave birth. She gave birth in a manger among sheep. Why among sheep? Because Jesus was going to become the good shepherd.
And I'm saying, yes, Christo, no, be ye
to take care of us, the sheep.
So,
so he was born in a manger. Now, manger is a very lowly place. And lowly. And he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And many of us, when we're going to give birth, we buy nice things. Nice things for our children. But the King of Kings and Lord of Lords was born in a manger. He didn't have a nice bed. It was just straw. God Almighty was born into this world. And his first bed was a bed of straw. And the garment around him were swaddling clothes. God humbled himself when he had to come on earth. And teaching us that we've got to humble ourselves. And also accept what we have been initially given. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Wrapped in swaddling clothes. So Jesus came.
Yes, Christo by.
So you have a better bed to sleep on. So you have better clothing. In fact, that's why on the cross, they stripped him of his clothing and then they cast lots on his clothing. They balloted on his clothing so that he was stripped naked so that you have good clothing. Amen.
Amen.
And he came as a savior of the world. And my dear friend, the reason for Christmas is because God realized that we're not good enough. For our good works are like filthy rags before the Lord. So he sent his son Jesus to come onto this earth to pay the price for our sins. And I told you earlier on, listen to this carefully. This is where the salvation bit is. Man must save man. But the man that must save man must not be under the devil. But everybody born into this world, born by the seed of Adam, is a sinner. Man's seed, and everybody born into this world is born by the seed, the spermatozoon of a man. So every human spermatozoon has sin in its DNA. David said, in sin was I conceived. And even our good works are like filthy rags before the Lord. So if man must save man, then
it
means that man that must save man must not be under the devil. And that's the reason why Mary, the Holy Ghost had to overshadow my Mary. So when the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, when did you go to Adam? When the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, the baby in Mary's womb didn't originate from the seed of man. Even though she was a baby, the baby overshadowed the egg of the woman. God tricked the devil. God wagadred the devil. God shows spiritual intelligence by allowing the Holy Ghost to overshadow her. So her conception is known as an immaculate conception. The baby in her womb was sinless. Because it was not born by the seed of man. Joseph didn't touch her.
Joseph
and so the baby that was born had the life of God in him. That's why Jesus is known as the Son of God and the Son of Man. And every human blood, because you are born by Mr. Opoku from Kumasi, who had done many things, all his sinful something that come into you. Are you getting me?
Amen.
But the seed that gave birth to Jesus had no sin in him. The blood that is in you is a sinful blood. But the blood of Jesus has no sin in it. And for the life of the flesh is in the blood. So when Jesus was born and sacrificed his life for us, the blood that he sacrificed was a sinless blood. That's why the Bible said the blood of bulls and goats and even the blood of human being cannot save anybody. Your friends cannot die for you for God to accept you. No goat will be slaughtered for you. But the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary is able to cleanse us. And once the blood touches you, God doesn't see you as somebody coming from your father's heritage, but he sees you with his own life, and so he accepts you. So no matter what you have done, no matter your weakness, no matter your background, he gives you the power to become a child of God. That's why Romans 1:12 says that as many as received him, to those who believed in him, he gave them the power to become the children of God.
Amen.
So this morning, as we're celebrating Christmas, Jesus was born, that anybody who receives him, he will come into his heart and cleanse him. He came to save the world. He is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Savior of your life, the Savior of your family. And he's inviting you. He said, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He said, I know the problems in your family, but I can deliver you. I know your family, people cannot rise up at beyond a certain position, but you go beyond that. People don't go beyond a certain age, but you go beyond the age. People cannot build houses. But you build house and stay here. And you even build some for your children. People are never able to travel and sit in an aeroplane. But you, it will be your tro-tro. You'll be going up and down. You'll be doing genuine business. May that become your portion. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
So, my friend, as we're celebrating Christmas, if you are here and you want to receive this Jesus as your Lord and Savior, maybe you've been coming to church, but you've never received Him. You never become a family member until you are born into that family or you have been adopted to that family. The Lord wants to adopt you to His family. By receiving Jesus. If you are here like that, I'd like for you to raise your right hand wherever you are.
So I can pray with you.
Don't feel shy.
Men ferry.
Today is a day of salvation. As we bow down our heads, I want you to lift your hand. And I want you to lift it high.
God bless you.
And I want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me. And let's all pray together. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
And send your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sake.
Jesus.
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 I need you.
I need you.
And I want you.
And I want you.
Come and stay in my heart.
Come and stay in my heart.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
I want you.
I want you.
And I need you.
And I need you.
From today, I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to pray for you. Put a hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. Father, thank you for these precious ones. I pray that may they be planted in your house and flourish in your courts.
Amen.
Let your grace abound upon them.
Amen.
Let them be used in your kingdom.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Well, put your hands together for the Lord. If you lifted up your hands, how many people have that? Fresh people that lifted up their hands. You want to give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.